Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I've got a stony silence to a request for repatriation.
And I've got a pioneering pioneer.
To Date Fight. It's a bit of fun. A couple of middle-aged white guys hanging out with a middle-aged white woman. Hello.
Thanks for joining us. He's Jake Yap. I'm Matt Tappy. Yes, and together we've got some quite interesting facts for you. Not just for you and our lovely guest, Lizzie Roper. Lizzie, how are you?
I'm blooming furious. That's what I am.
Oh, are you? What's going on in your life?
Well,
I'm blooming furious. I'm blooming.
You carpet the wrong way.
Blooming two accounts. One, Monty Don told me to pull me spuds. I pulled me spuds are tiny. Two,
he likes them like that.
Yeah.
These were ridiculous.
A nice, tight little spud.
The more you pull them, the tinier they get.
Yes, exactly. And the second blooming furiosity that knows no bounds, I've been growing a padron pepper in my greenhouse.
Ooh, I love a padron.
I like a padron pepper. Padron. I imagine how excited I was when it grew to the size of Seymour from Little Shop of Horrors, taking over the entire thing. Imagine my devastation when I put it into the plant finding app. And I discovered it wasn't a padron pepper after all. It was just a weed. It was a weed that I've been giving warmth and moisture and sustenance to.
Sucker.
Oh.
Who's the sucker? Who's the real sucker there?
You're a sucker, sucker. You're a double sucker. Anyway, that's enough of that.
On to the historical trivia.
That's historical.
I'm going to take us to the 15th of July, 1972, when Pioneer 10 became the first man-made object to traverse the asteroid belt. It had first gone on a mission to Jupiter, and it was the first object to leave the solar system, which was made by people. On board was a metal plaque with a star map and two naked humans. The woman lacked a vulva because she had to be redrawn at the last minute so that we didn't offend the aliens.
Well, NASA, I can't see, it's like fingers. I can't do vulvas. I can't do fingers and I can't do vulvas if you're asking me to draw.
Was it a vulva estate?
That would was be a bit. I mean, after like
quite
8
the
billion miles,
that is. Welcome to my vulva estate.
8 billion miles, your vulva's going to be quite a state.
Full of countries.
Did the gentleman have his?
He did, but his nipples were removed to stop offending. These aliens were obviously quite
lovely.
They're quite easily offended, weren't they? Yeah. Yes.
Yes, that had a map of the Earth on in relation to all the planets. It was drawn by Linda Saltzman Sagan, who was Carl Sagan's wife. The Philadelphia Inquirer had a campaign which insisted they censor the man's genitals and the woman's nipples, but those got left. We just lost her vulva and his nipples.
So she was smooth, like Action Man?
Yes, there was no implication there was any, I think. If you were an alien looking at it, you wouldn't quite know how the two bits went together. I mean, it wasn't meant to be a diagram, an instructional diagram, I don't think.
Well, this explains everything. This is why whenever you get abducted by aliens, they put the anal probe up your anal bit.
Yeah, it's the only one they know you've got.
Yeah.
Anyway, we lost contact with it in 2003, aliens. And it's now 12 billion kilometres away. The furthest away man-made thing in the universe. Pioneer 10.
How extraordinary that you went for that and I didn't.
Yes.
When does that ever happen? I do the spacey ones.
Yeah.
Instead, I'll take you to the 15th of July, 1790. Will you stop with your nipples? 15th of July, 1799.
Just like my old English teacher. Will you stop that with your nipples?
And I would like to take you to a little Egyptian village. Perhaps you know it. Its name is Rosetta.
Oh.
Where the Captain Pierre-François Bouchard, during Napoleon's Egyptian campaign, goes, "What is this stone on the floor? Ça fait quoi?" It is covered in ratings. It was the Rosetta Stone.
Yeah.
It was used as building material in the construction of Fort Julien, would you believe?
Right.
No.
Before people finally were like, oh, hang on a minute, this might actually be a bit of a something.
Mm.
Anyway, then the British came along and we had a bit of an ass.
Yep.
So we took it.
Who won the Battle of the Nile? We did.
Wallop.
Take that, Napoleon.
Yeah. Two Up World Wars, yeah. And one Nile Duda. So we were like, yeah, right, we've had the capitulation of Alexandria in 1801 and now we're taking the Rosetta Stone and we're putting it in the British Museum. Mm. And the whole point of it was the key to deciphering hieroglyphics because it had parallel texts in ancient Greek as well as in hieroglyphs and in some other language.
Cuneiform.
Was Demotic. It? Ooh. Demotic text.
Oh, of course. Oh. My favourite
as well
text.
As hieroglyph. Anyway,
demonic point text. Is,
it was, yeah, it was Duolingo for the Egyptians.
People say, don't disappoint the owl god.
Don't disappoint. Of course, though, we Brits are famous for our sense of fair play. So when Zahi Hawass, the Secretary General of Egypt's Supreme Council of Antiquities, asked, could we have the Rosetta Stone back, do you think? We said no. And when he asked again in Paris in 2005, saying we would quite like that and also that iconic bust of Nefertiti in Berlin and the statue of the Great Pyramid that's in Germany or the thing in the Louvre and the other things. We said, no, to be fair, in 2005, we said, here's a fiberglass replica.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's good.
Pretty good. And that was hard work. So, okay.
That does suggest that we could replace all of our antiquities with fiberglass replicas if we're sure that they're okay. We can just have a fiberglass Stonehenge that tours around the country.
In 2009, he said, all right, look, just lend it to us for 3 months, will you, when we open our big museum in 2013. But yes, there has been the observation, John Ray observed, the day may come when the stone has spent longer in the British Museum than it ever did in Rosetta.
Oh, dear.
Pretty shocking.
Did we give it to them for 3 months or did we go, no, we're not falling for that. You'll take it for 3 months and then you'll run away with it over a hill.
You got that Rosetta Stone we lent you.
Yeah, I think we did. But presumably they gave it back, which must have been...
Let go. Let
them.
Go.
Maybe they gave us back the fiberglass replica. That would be fair, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Someone needs to take a hot needle to the Rosetta Stone.
If there is a fiberglass replica hanging around, it's fine if we've got that one. Let's do the birthdays and the death days.
Hooray!
Happy birthday to Dorothy Fields.
Brilliant, mate. Mate, this is like the best bit. Best bit. Like, but
really
not do it.
Don't get your hopes up.
No, mate. Best bit.
Under-researched, oversold.
Best bit.
Here we go. Dorothy Fields, librettist, who wrote 400 songs for Broadway, including The Way You Look Tonight, The Sunny Side of the Street. Up until the 60s, she was writing famous songs, including Big Spender. She was great, Dorothy Fields. Happy birthday, too, to Emmeline Pankhurst, who founded the Women's Social and Political Union. She was arrested in 1908 for trying to get into the House of Commons. When she was tried to be force-fed during a hunger strike she had in prison, she beat off the doctor using a jug. I should have phrased that differently.
Yes, you should, young man.
It was to protest her
really
imprisonment.
This is really awful. This is really awful. Every time I hear her name, I in my head, I complete it as pancake.
Emmeline Pancake. And you think that's funny, do you?
No, in the current climate, of course I don't. Of course I don't. I'm learning. I'm here to learn.
But she did attack people with her jugs. Enough said.
She beat them off.
In her final days, her daughters all fell out because they didn't get on with each other later on. But in her final days, she insisted on being tended to by the very doctor she had beat off with her jug in the jail who had tried to force feed her in prison. She was the only doctor she trusted. She said, get me that one who tried to force feed me 20 years ago.
Interesting.
Happy birthday too to Iris Murdoch. She was a novelist and a communist and... that's about it. Happy Death Day to Googie Withers. She was the eighth most popular star in Great Britain in 1948. Her real name was Georgette, but because she was Australian, they went for Googie instead.
And you got to say Withering Googies.
Withering Googies. Happy Death Day to Paul Gallico. He was the novelist responsible for The Snow Goose and The Poseidon Adventure. And also, happy death day to Gianni Versace, the fashion designer, killed by someone who Wikipedia describes as a crazed C.S. Lewis enthusiast.
What?
Yeah, apparently he was obsessed. Andrew Cunena, who was the assassin of Gianni Versace, was obsessed with C.S. Lewis.
And Gianni Versace.
And Gianni Versace.
I think it was the Versace obsession
Yeah. He killed three people over a couple of months and then killed himself. Not Versace, the other one.
Makes it sound like it took a really long time. You killed three people over a couple of months. Like, come on.
Yeah.
You need to step up production. Like, how long is it taking to get through them?
Is he in
there
prison?
There aren't that many world-famous Gianni Versace. No, he killed himself.
We could put the corpse
in prison.
I stopped listening after a while.
Yeah. That's it. That's the birthdays and the death days. I stopped thinking around it.
If we're not listening, what on earth chance do we have of anyone else?
If you are listening, do drop us a line on Facebook or Twitter.
Are you okay, Lizzie?
Yes, I've had half a gin.
There we go.
Yes, it's the depressant juice of choice.
Well,
gin juice.
Lizzie, you have heard the birthdays and the death days, and also about Pioneer 10 and whatever Jake said.
Can I say, first of all, how very delighted I was that the Happy Birthdays featured so many fantastic women. Well done, Nat Tapley. You've already gained a point for that alone.
No, that's completely separate to the... That's completely separate. That is separate.
Is it? It's
a discount. I mean, that's completely separate.
As a whole.
I'll be the judge of that because I am the judge. Here come the judge. I'm the judge. Yay!
Half a gin?
Yes, half a gin, half a pint of gin. Pioneer. There's a thing up there. There's a thing up in space.
Yeah,
and it's doing all it has to do. I was so angry about my spuds at that point. I'm sorry, I didn't take all the information.
It's
in,
all right. It was mainly about vulvas.
You see, you get an extra point for that as well.
There we go.
We get to Napoleon having a laugh. Which isn't that a terrible point of the story? The fact that they thought they'd do some building with it.
Which
makes me wonder.
I mean, the French don't really respect other people's cultures if it's not French.
But are there other amazing artifacts that have just been amalgamated into a building? Like the pebbles of Doreen,
or
the
negatives
stones
for the Wicker Man meant to be in the supporting struts for the M62 with someone who crossed the backers of that film.
I know they used the Elgin marbles as a worktop.
Fair enough, it's marble, isn't it?
The Black and Decker workmate.
Yeah, Danny Dyer's got the Elgin marbles down in Essex. This is so hard.
Isn't it, though?
Oh, it's almost like I care.
Exactly. It matters. That's the thing, isn't
it?
Yes. Does it matter?
God, yeah, it really matters.
Sort of.
Jake. Jake gained a point because he did a French accent at one point. Good. So, it's 2 points to... bit more
Comment
of that, sir.
Comment te remercier pour ta gentillesse inoubliable.
Is that the recipe for an extra bottle of glory?
Je
I don't
viens.
Know.
Il faut de la glace, des cerises, de la crème fouettée, un peu de sirop.
J'ai arrivé.
Is she finishing? Is this what she sounds like when she's finishing?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Ring alarm. That's a penalty.
It's all right. I'm going to wash my hands afterwards. Okay, and for that reason alone, the winner is Jacob of Yap.
Well done, Jake Yap. It's 3-1
merci,
for the
merci
week.
Beaucoup. C'est très gentil. Merci.
3-1.
Mon Dieu.
I even had missing vulvas.
I know. I'm sorry. Tell I'm sorry. All. But if you'd done it with a French accent, you'd have tipped me over the edge, wouldn't you?
Yeah, those French aliens. Elle n'a pas une vulve.
Il est où, mon vulve? Bon.
Well, come back tomorrow for more filthy French alien chat.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, sorry.
Never.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.